I'm excited about a conversation this morning about the Tomahawk Public Library. Miss Annette and Miss Heidi are both here with us this morning. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. I was just telling you, you know, I was so excited to see the reaction. My grandson's second birthday was last week, and he got a lot of cool toys and stuff, but he was most excited about the books that he got. And that was a little bit amazing to me. I don't know why, but I thought, boy, you'd think a little boy, you know, you get a new truck and you'd think that would be all he'd be thinking about or all he'd be playing about. He played with that, but as soon as the little blue truck books became known that he got some new books, that's what he was most excited about. And boy, that made me feel fantastic as a grandpa. So you two are telling me why this is. So you work with the kids a lot, Annette, at the public library. So when I saw this reaction from my grandson, you two had a very good explanation about why that is. So why do you think he got so excited about the books?
Well, prior to that, you shared with us that you have been reading to him ever since you've started spending time with him.
Yes, as long as he would sit there, I would read to him.
Yeah, so their little brains make those connections. And so when he sees the book, of course, he loves the book, but the book is associated with that time together with you or together with anyone.
Yeah.
Because really, that's really what the basis of early literacy is yes, sharing books and reading, but also the connections that are made between the people sharing them. And that's why a human reading a book to a child is much more impactful than them sitting and reading a book that's on a screen or listening to a book that's on a screen. Not saying that that's a bad thing, but if there's both of those things, but in particular, that time together, there's so much good things that are happening during that time.
The few times that I've got to do that, his mom must do it all the time because, like I say, his reaction was just nothing that I was expecting. When he got that cool truck with the drill he could take apart, he played with that. But boy, those books just really, and I never thought of that human connection thing with those little kids.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So boy, that's an eye-opener here. I've had a lot of experience seeing kids in my broadcasting career. I think I've shared the story about my weather kids that I had in an earlier radio life, and those kids would come in the studio. I could always tell the kids that were read to at a very, very young age. And so seeing it now with my grandson, I'm thinking, wow, there really is something to this. And so parents with kids, you need to get them to the library as much as possible. So we're going to talk about ways that can happen here in November. There's some special things going on that will be very appealing to parents and the kids. And so Wishbone and Drumstick are back. Heidi, is that correct?
Yes. We have two turkeys that every morning escape from our little area, and they're someplace in the library. And when you come, we ask you to search for them and bring them up to the desk, and then you get a free little gift.
So kind of like the Thanksgiving version of Where's Waldo?
Kind of, yep.
Where's Wishbone and Drumstick? Hiding somewhere in the library. And Minecraft. Now, I don't know a lot about that, but Minecraft Tinker Tuesday. I know Minecraft is a video game, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what? I don't know anything about Minecraft. So what is Minecraft? What kind of video game?
It's kind of where you get to create a world and interact and then be able to build things. And then at the same time, as the level goes up, you get to build creatures or people. And then you also work on coding. And then it's also considered a very safe space for kids to interact.
Okay.
And then the fun thing about Minecraft, it's also, we have a lot of books and we have a couple of series.
There's fiction books that include the characters. There's nonfiction books if you want to develop your skills in Minecraft. So we have those things that kind of tie together with the actual playing of the game.
It sounds to me like this is one of those video games where parents probably encourage their kids to play it. Am I right there?
I think so, but like in all things, in moderation. But yeah, I feel like it's one of the, like there's actual like building and you know, analytical skills that are happening there.
Okay. So not all video games are terrible time spent. 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock, it's Minecraft Tinker Tuesdays. And so what happens during one of these sessions here from 1 till 5?
We're going to have some 3D. We have little wooden blocks that you're going to be able to create your own Minecraft items. And then we're also going to have some giveaways. And then we also purchased new Minecraft 3D I don't know what you would call them, like blocks.
Building that, blocks, I think.
Yeah.
Magnetic, right?
Yeah, magnetic.
Okay.
And they have like lava on them or pandas or, I don't know, all different kinds of things that you can then build your world in 3D, like in front of you.
And it's all based around the game Minecraft.
Yep.
And that's the other thing I learned the other day. Kids love magnets. And when you have letters and pictures and stuff that you can put on the refrigerator, kids love that stuff too. And so it's not just about all these high-tech things. Some of the most basic things, like books and magnets on the refrigerator, are good for kids, too.
This extended version from 1 to 5 is because there's no school next week.
Oh, okay.
Generally, we have a regular Tinker Tuesday program every Tuesday after school, 3:30 to 5, and that's not necessarily a theme. It's just some different STEAM activities like 3D pens and Lego and art table and some other kind of activities for school-age kids. But
okay,
this one is in a special event because it's during that no school time. It can be an extended time and featuring Minecraft.
So what age kids is this geared toward? Any kid that's playing Minecraft would probably have a good time at this, right?
Yeah,
like school age.
Okay.
The school age, what we would call school age.
Got it. So elementary school age kids.
Right, right.
Got it. So 1 till 5, an extended version of Minecraft Tinker Tuesday coming up next Tuesday. So remember that, parents. Then in December here, we can look a little bit farther out. Polar Express is, that's a like become a Christmas icon, right?
Yeah.
And I've still never seen the whole movie. I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life all the way through. I've seen enough bits and pieces that I think I know the whole story. But when it comes to Polar Express, same thing. But I haven't seen as many bits and pieces. So Polar Express is still pretty popular, huh?
Sure. Like you said, it's a classic. And so in December, we always try to come up with a way to, like, there's that break time through the holidays when there's no
right.
school. And just something fun to keep people interested in reading. And so this, I believe, was it over the years we've done different themes. Jan Brett, we did one year the Mitten and such, but this year we chose Polar Express.
Okay.
And it's real simple. It's a bingo. You can do it online using the Beanstack version, which is available on our website. Otherwise we just have a paper form, and it's like a bingo card, and you just mark off. It's 9 squares. All you have to do is read for at least 10 minutes, 9 times between December 16th and January 4th. And then you've completed the bingo, and you can turn in that sheet. And then we have a drawing at the end for a Polar Express gift set, which includes like the movie, the book, and some other Polar Express little fun things.
And what else? Heidi.
Oh, I was making the motion that in the book it talks about a bell.
Oh, yes. The bell is a very important part
okay.
of the story.
See, that's right
yeah.
over my head.
So, yeah. And then there'd be some other Polar Express-themed activities that month as well. So it's just a fun way to get people to come in the library over their little winter break. And,
right. Well, parents know that the kids are going to get bored during that winter break at one point or another, so it's good to have some things lined up ahead of time.
Sure.
So, you know, parents, bring the kids in the library beforehand and kind of get a lay of the land, so to speak, see what's going on, and you know that when that time comes, when they start to get bored during Christmas break, there's things to do.
Or right. sometimes when you need to relax or, like, just cool down or
oh,
something,
yeah.
sometimes taking that 10, 15 minutes to just go read something and, like, calm down or have a quiet time and restful time. Also a nice way to like
when the kids get into the Christmas time suites, they get all wound up and say, okay, jackets on, we're going to the library for a little while. Let them run around over at the library for a little bit, right? It'll burn off some steam and get some reading done too. So there's always incentives with the reading programs too. That's always a good thing that the kids probably
right.
Warm up to a little bit better, as
right.
long as they know they're going towards something.
Often, you know, the things we do either have to do with reading or getting people interested in coming to the library to get them, like the Minecraft, you know, obviously that's...
it's a hook.
Yes. I mean, there's educational things happening during those Minecraft activities and all those good things that are going on, interacting with other kids, you know, thinking, all those things. But, you know, the things that bring them to the library. The same thing for Wishbone and Drumstick or anything we have hidden in the library.
Okay.
That's a way to bring people in and to see what we've added to our collection, to get them to go to different parts of the library that they maybe don't normally visit because they're looking for these animals, and then they can be like, oh, wow, you have board games? That's awesome. I didn't know that, or because they found the turkey there. So
yeah. So whatever hook it takes to get them in there, once they're there, there's so many good things, they're hooked.
And I can tell you that there has never been one person that was disappointed when they came in. They're like, generally, the majority yeah. of people are so they just are so surprised and so amazed at the wonderful collection that we have been developing at the library. And I'm pretty sure we just cataloged our 100th board game. We have board games for all ages. Heidi and Allison have worked really hard on curating a really wonderful, diverse collection of board games. So, and that's just the beginning. There's so many other things. And of course, the number one thing we want people to come in and do is get books and read. Yeah. But we have a lot of things for the community, and we hope people will come in.
Boredom is not allowed at the Tomahawk Public
right.
Library. Absolutely not. So let's talk about school year. This is a lot of good stuff for when the kids are on break here over the holidays, but the regular school year programs are going on right now. And so let's talk about, first of all, let's move it, move it, move it. That's
Especially
a weekly
now that
thing.
It's cold out, right?
Yeah, exactly. What's that one all about?
So that's on Tuesday mornings from 10 to 11:30. It's in our community room, and it's an open free play for young children and their caregivers. It's a good time to get out of the house. They can crawl around, crawl on the, we have mats down so that they can tumble and fall.
Got
and
it.
Move around.
Burn off some steam.
Yep. And also just get out of the house. Sometimes that's nice to, go someplace else.
Right.
Or get a coffee before you come or something enjoyable.
Just a change of scenery. Tinker Tuesdays go on every Tuesday, but normally 3:30 till 5. But again, next Tuesday, because of the Thanksgiving break, 1 until 5 o'clock with the Minecraft theme. But like you said earlier, there's not always a theme during the regular Tinker Tuesdays, just the time for them to come in. School-age kids can get those STEAM-related
We always have
activities.
Legos, and we always have art. And something to do with the 3D.
Okay.
So we either have 3D pens or the 3D printers, and then different things.
Weekly library time happens from 10 to 11:30 on Thursday mornings. So what's that program?
That one is for little people and their caregivers, too. It's a little more structured than the Tuesday Move It, Move It. It's kind of a literacy-based program where we have playtime, and there's a little bit of music, there's a snack, we share a story. So it's a little bit more structured, but another wonderful time for children to little people who are being cared for at home to come together and meet other little children and parents the same if they're or grandparents. We have a lot of grandparents that come too that are the caretakers of their little people,
right.
And so it just offers them a place to come together and spend some time.
And again, just a change of scenery from what they usually see at home goes a long way, too.
Yeah, right.
So 10 to 11:30 for library time on Thursday mornings. Then the Virtual Lego Challenge is a monthly program, and Legos are popular with kids of just about all ages. So what's the Virtual Lego Challenge monthly program?
Every month, the first Monday of the month, there's a video that we have on our website, and you get to watch the video, and then it tells you what to create for that month, and then you send us a photo of your creation, and you can either do that through Facebook or through our email. And the fun thing about that is, this month our theme is create something from Minecraft.
Oh.
So every month it's something different during the school year, and then you just get to create it and send it in to us.
And there's a monthly prize, and then there's a big prize at the end of the whole program, right?
The monthly prize is a Lego minifigure.
Okay.
We take everybody who submits a photo with their creation, and one of them is drawn, and they receive a treasured Lego minifigure.
Little Lego guy.
Yeah, people love those.
Got it.
And then at the end, we have a Lego created item using our 3D printer.
Got it. And that the end of the program's in May, so this is an ongoing.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Ways you can look into that and submit a picture, copy@tomahawk.lib.wi.us. But just Google Tomahawk Public Library. I'm sure it's all right there, right, then?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
So some new things. A lot of these programs, you guys have been doing these for a while, but what's happening new at the Tomahawk Public Library? I see something called TPL Teens. What's that?
That's for our Tomahawk Public Library teens. And then what it is starting on December 27th, we'll have a event where they get to come in on Fridays to either watch a movie. It'll kind of be a voting thing. We'll have a couple things set up so that they can either do, they get to vote on what they would like to do or share information with us. We'll also have some kind of possible art and craft that they could do, or movie, or they could also play board games. So it'll be a variety of tables, and then they get to vote or decide on what they would like to do.
And food.
And food,
and
yeah.
Food. Okay, good. Because I was going to say, what? And I mean no disrespect or offense, but what attracts teens to the library? Because in my old man mind, I'm thinking, okay, teens cooped up in the library, they don't always go together. And I know not every teen is the same. So forgive me for having this preconceived notion, but how popular is the library amongst our teens? I would think it's a great place to go for some peace and quiet, get your homework done after work, after school, if nothing else. But how popular is the library to teens?
Well, I've been surprised over the last couple of years because it has been growing. When we redid our teen end, so we put in some Big Joes. They're like huge bean bags.
Okay.
And we just made it more
comfy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
just come in and flop, grab a book, do some homework with your laptop, right?
Or talk with your friends.
Your friends.
So it can be a social thing, not such a, okay. See, I guess I never thought of that. So it's good to know that it's growing. So there's room for more, right?
Yep.
Okay. Always.
Oh, and we always have free Wi-Fi. So that's also nice for them.
Oh, yes.
So that's going to be on Fridays, starting on December 27th and right through Fridays, right into the new year.
Yep.
Okay.
Through spring break, week before spring break. So.
Got it. And you usually bring some visual aids for me here this morning, and this morning is no different. And you've brought some books in here, and these are talking books. I kind of saw you test them out a little while ago. Does this look like a theme series of books? Tell us about these books.
So these books are called Wonder Books, and what they are is. In the front cover, they have a nice little attachment to the inside of them. And when you turn it on, it will then, and you press play, it'll tell you the story inside the book. And then it tells you to turn the page, and it goes through the information that is provided in the book. So, like, for instance, the ones that we brought in right now are all nonfiction books. So, yep.
I think mine's talking.
We started our collection.
Yep. Here, let's
start at the beginning of this book. Press the reset button and then press play.
Oops. Okay, I got to press the reset and then press play.
Had a name and it had a flag. Yet many things were missing to make it a true nation.
So this would be great for kids, especially young kids, that don't have somebody to read to them.
Yep.
They can kind of follow along with the reading that's going on right here on this little computer gadget, and they can follow along in the book.
You can follow along the text.
Okay.
Back in the day, there used to be like a cassette and book or a CD and book, and now it's a self-contained audio player permanently attached to the book.
Okay, now I figured out how to turn it off. Okay.
And we did start out basically with picture books, and now we have grown the collection quite substantially, and it's now including some nonfiction for a little bit older readers or more of a broad interest area, but still providing that same listening and visual together.
I can see where these would be hugely popular with the really young kids that are just getting started in reading. But what about kids who've been reading for a while? I could see how these books might help them polish up on some of their reading skills.
That's right. They're for anybody that might be, you know, that this might be a better way for them for comprehension or for enjoying a book.
Some adults have comprehension issues when it comes to reading, too.
We're trying to provide more of a variety of ways for people to access what books provide us.
So look for Wonder Books, something new, expanded version of Wonder Books. What is that, Heidi?
I was going to point out,
you
can also put in headsets.
Okay.
So that if they wanted to make sure that if they were going to be, like, for instance, if you're going to be in a car for a while.
Right.
And you could also plug it
right
in, and then you would still have that ability.
And
we charge them at the library, so nobody has to worry about a charging cord or any of that. When they get returned after use, they get checked in, and then they get put on the charger so before they get shelved so that they're ready to go.
So these Wonder Books, you can check these out just like any other book or any other piece of learning material in the library.
Right.
Wow. Outstanding. There's a bunch of good new programs, good old programs that are back. There's some new stuff that's back, too, and these Wonder Books have been expanded at the library, too. So lots and lots to do and see at our Tomahawk Public Library. Just a beautiful place and a beautiful setting, beautiful views out the windows, and lots of good stuff inside. So as always, Heidi and Annette, thank you both for being here this morning. And I'm assuming we're going to see you next year and right through the new year, or next month and then right through the new year. But lots going on at the library here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you both very much.